We're joined on the line this morning by Noel Casey, who's Vice Chair of the Irish Self-Catering Federation. And Noel herself runs Knockcarrig House Self-Catering Accommodation in Killarney. Good morning to you, Noel. Thank you so much for joining us on the Kerry Today show this morning. I hope you're keeping well, and thanks for your time, taking out of your time to speak to us this morning. Now, we're talking about something that we mentioned briefly yesterday on the programme, but it's about the very controversial short-term lets registers, which would mean anyone that operates being Airbnb-style short-term lets would have to register would fall to Ireland. And they were due to come into effect on May 20th, but it seems now there may be delays. What are you hearing?
Good morning, Tressa, and good to talk to you this morning. Well, as far as we are aware, that the register has to meet EU standards for the month of May, but it doesn't have to actually be implemented in the month of May. So I am presuming that the government are working with the necessary departments to ensure that the register that they plan to implement will be ready this year, and we're hoping that it will be ready this year. The ISCF, the Irish Self-Catering Federation, we actually welcome the register. We think it's good to have a register because this will allow the sector to grow and give us data about where self-catering is across the country. The only issue we have is that Ireland is the only country attaching planning as a prerequisite to get onto the register. So we believe as a federation that, okay, for people coming into the market going forward, there needs to be planning going forward as regards what they are required to do depending on where they are in the country. But as regards people who've been doing this style of accommodation and it's their livelihoods, then certain exemptions have to be availed of.
And what would you say to people who would argue that we're in a housing crisis and that people who are in the position or the privilege of having short-term lets, that really the priority should be making as much long-term rentals and more secure housing accommodation available to as many people as possible, and that as important as tourism is and as important as the sector is, that the focus should be on the housing crisis and meeting the housing crisis needs of people who many of whom do not have security of tenure of where they live.
I completely agree in the sense that we need to have a balance between housing and tourism. But my biggest fear, Tressa, would be that if the government decided in the morning to bring in archaic rules that to shut down self-catering, that a lot of houses will remain idle. People, and a lot of houses would be holiday homes for people from other parts of the country, and they're not going to be renting them out long-term. So what would happen was you wouldn't see a significant increase in long-term rental houses, and you'd have tourist accommodation decimated across the country. And self-catering makes up 40% of accommodation provision, according to Fort Ireland's own figures. So it's very important that we get the balance right. And there are hundreds of thousands of vacant properties as well throughout the country. And I think priority, and to be fair, from what I read in the media, there is money allocated to houses that are left vacant or derelict. But there's buildings owned by the HSE. There's buildings here in Killarney owned by the HSE that could be renovated for housing. I just think that they have to be careful that if they take drastic action, that they could shoot themselves in the foot by having not increasing a lot of long-term rental houses and houses that would remain empty then for most of the year while people use it for their own holiday homes.
There is uncertainty at the moment because we're not quite sure what's happening. It does look at this moment in time that there will be a delay to this register starting up on May 20th as was the original plan. How does that uncertainty affect you as a business person, as someone who's operating a short-term lets?
Well, it doesn't help. And I suppose the situation with the war that's going on at the moment, the kind of chaos, you could say, geopolitically, isn't easy as regards, I mean, your own listeners will know their own heating oil have gone up and diesel and everything, and that would apply to ourselves as regards heating the holiday homes as well. And then as regards cancellations and bookings, I mean, I was lucky. I only really had one cancellation coming from Australia, and that was because they were coming through Dubai. So it was safe to say that was understandable. I would be more wary of next year's bookings. So I think, hopefully, if they could get the register sorted before the end of the year, that would be great, and that would give a bit of stability to the market.
And we're hearing this morning that there are apparently tensions within Cabinet, a row between Enterprise Minister Peter Burke of Fine Gael, whose department is finalising the very legislation that will overhaul the short-term letting sector, including obviously the register. And then on the other hand, Housing Minister James Brown of Fianna Fáil, whose responsibility it was to bring forward a national planning statement to give effect, who wants these new rules in place as soon as possible in terms of the short-term lets. Apparently, well, there's denial, official denial, but apparently there is unhappiness or tension within the coalition over the whole issue of short-term let regulation. How do you feel about all that sort of tension, alleged tension and uncertainty?
Well, I mean, it just goes to show how, you know, important both ministers see their brief. I mean, there's one minister, obviously, he wants to improve the housing stock, and I commend him on that. And our own Minister for Employment and Tourism realises that we have to get this right, and that tourism is a huge indigenous sector for this country, and we have to be very careful that we don't cut off our nose to despite our face. So I'm presuming that they need to iron out certain issues between them, but they both understand the importance of getting it right. So I would prefer that something wasn't brought in, rushed in, just last minute, just to get in by the May deadline. And remember, the May deadline is only that it meets requirements, not necessarily that it has to be implemented, just to ensure that they get these things ironed out and sorted.
And just to stress and to remind people about the short-term register, and feel free to add in if I've missed anything else, Noel, the thrust of these new rules were meant to oblige owners of short-term lets to sign up to a register, and this is the register that looks now it's going to be delayed, if they're offering accommodation for 21 nights or fewer. And also there was going to be an effective ban on granting planning permission for new short-term lets in towns with populations of more than 20,000, not 10,000 as first envisaged. Obviously, if it had been 10,000, Killarney would have been affected, but in Kerry, the only town that will be affected is Tralee.
Yeah, no, that's my understanding as well. Not necessarily it would be banned outright, but it would be very, very difficult to get planning in a town with a population over 20,000. But as the law currently stands, and I mean, they're supposed to be bringing in new planning guidelines, but they haven't yet, you still technically need to get planning permission. What we are saying as a federation, that certain exemptions would be for, let's say, people who've been doing this more than 7 years, people that use it as a form of farm diversification, people that maybe have converted old buildings on their properties, etc. But again, we don't really know. We're flying blind at the moment because we don't know exactly what they're discussing in Cabinet. But at the moment, that is correct, that if you're under a population of 20,000, you'd be looked more favourably upon, but you wouldn't be guaranteed it.
Am I right in saying, and I think I picked this up from you, but is the greatest issue that you and other members of the Irish Self-Catering Federation would have, Noel, is over the issue of planning? What exactly will be required of people who have short-term lets?
That's the number one issue, really, is the planning issue. Because, as you know, for planning in general in this country, it's very difficult to have to come up with the costs for going to the county council. Would the county council have the resources? I mean, there's over 4,800 self-catering accommodation properties in Kerry. If in the morning the Kerry County Council got an application for every single one, they'd be overwhelmed. And I think the priority should be on giving planning permission to developers and builders to build more houses. What we need is more stock, as opposed to thinking that maybe somebody who's doing self-catering might decide to go into the long-term rental. And you have to realise as well, there's a lot of legal issues when you decide to change your planning permission. So let's say, God forbid, something happened in my family circumstances and I had changed over from long-term or from residential housing into short-term rental housing planning-wise, I would have an offer if I needed to sell that property in the morning. Unfortunately, it would have the wrong planning permission to sell on the open market, and it would significantly devalue the property. So, you know, people have to think long and hard about whether they would decide to go down that route. What we are looking for is exemptions for properties that have been doing it for so long that they wouldn't have to change over the planning status of their property once they can prove it's been part of their livelihood, etc. So once there's a balance, yes, going forward, I think there needs to be certain regulations for maybe people who decide to go into the short-term rental accommodation, but they're needed as well. And that's what the register is for. At the moment, they're just scraping data from online travel agents. They don't actually have the data themselves to see where all the tourist accommodation is needed and what balances need to have to be done with the housing needs across the country. So it's important they get that right.
And it is a very knotty, very complex situation, but again,
it is.
And again, notwithstanding the pressures faced by your sector, and Noel, by the tourism sector, by self-catering, by people who operate short-term lets, people would argue that, again, that it was reported last week that we have more than 74 adults went into homeless accommodation in Kerry last month, and that at the end of March there were more than 17,500 people were accessing emergency accommodation nationally, a record high. So it's an issue of squaring that, whereby people are given secure housing, that we don't have a situation where as we have at present, where over 5,500 children in March were homeless, and balancing that, but also that should be the priority, while also we appreciate how important the tourism sector is and how important it is, your livelihoods at stake as well, with the Irish Self-Catering Federation for people who operate short-term lets or self-catering.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree in that we need to start building more houses. Supply is key here, and especially renovating vacant houses, not leaving property belonging to the state become dilapidated, let it be used for accommodation. And again, I think planning is another issue for that. Maybe with developers and builders trying to apply for planning, that process can be long and drawn out. And that again would have an effect on the supply. So it is a bit of a quagmire, but I think we don't want to avoid this. We want to avoid the situation where not only will you not be increasing long-term rental houses, you will be shutting down tourist accommodation. And there has been people that have said to us members, and myself, I've never been a long-term landlord, and I don't plan to be, that the houses will have just been left there vacant, and we don't want that either.
Okay, so you're saying that for many, they're not going to opt for long-term renting of properties. They'll just say, look, if it's not feasible for me to continue short-term lets, I just won't. You know,
they won't, exactly. They're not going to be forced to do it, you know, and you can't make somebody become a long-term landlord if they've never been a long-term landlord and they don't want to be. So where we are saying is just, okay, going forward for people that are coming into the industry, yes, maybe we need to have more regulation, but like for people who've been doing it for so many years, just be careful that you're not shutting down maybe the only accommodation you'd have in a particular part of Kerry because there's no hotels being built there. You have to be very, very careful.
Well, look, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We have been speaking to Noel Casey. She is Vice Chair of the Irish Self-Catering Federation, and Noel herself runs Knockcarrig House Self-Catering Accommodation in Killarney. Speaking to me there about the likely delays in the introduction of this register for short-term tourist lets, which was due to be introduced on May 20th.